fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of a great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I am Silver.
No one noted the significance of the half dozen horses standing before the Stockman's Bank. Those horses belonged to Bat Benson and his gang. Inside the bank, Bat issued orders.
Keep reaching out here. The first one lowers a hand gets led. Toucan.
Yeah, boss.
Keep an eye on these hombres.
Right.
Gus, hurry it up.
I'm near finished, Bat.
You dirty crook.
Shut your trap.
All right there, mister. You heard the boss. Keep your hands where they belong.
You'll get yours for this.
Better not try anything, Sam. These men mean business. They'll shoot to kill.
We've done it before.
But, Mr. Craig, you'll be ruined.
Money isn't worth a man's life, Sam. Leave these skunks to the law.
That's a free with your lip, you. Gus, we don't have all day. Somebody's likely to drop in here any minute. Get a move on.
Just a second. There. That's the last of it. I'm coming.
Nobody outside but the horses, is there, Toucan?
Nope, we're clear.
Now listen, Craig. You and Sam are lucky. We want to get out of town without any stir. So we're not going to start a lot of commotion with gunplay. All right, go on, you boys. Get out. I'll cover you.
Right.
You're lucky we're leaving you alive. Now don't force your luck by making trouble.
Tom.
Let me at that gun.
Get him, Tom. Get him. You got one.
Confound it. My gun's empty.
But you got one of them, Tom. You got one, that's something.
But the rest got away.
Let's see about that one you hit.
Oh, my leg. My leg, you got me in the leg.
Had more than that coming.
Here comes the sheriff.
Make a move and I'll let you have the barrel of this gun against your head.
Oh, my leg. My leg is killing me.
Craig, what's the shooting?
Don't ask questions, Sheriff. Get men and horses. Get after that bunch. It's Bat Benson's gang.
We can never catch him now.
They've got too much of a start.
Bat Benson? They cleaned out the bank.
Tom Craig got this one, Sheriff. Got him in the leg. They called him Toucan. Heard Bat Benson call him that.
You men go get horses and hurry it up. We'll try to get that Benson gang.
Yeah, the best we can do is try.
Get me a doctor. Get me a doctor. My leg is hurt.
Shut up. Craig, they get away with much.
Much? They got everything, Sheriff.
Dad rat 'em. That makes about five bank holdups in my county in the last month. All of them by Bat Benson's outfit.
Doggone it, there must be some way to put that gang out of business.
How are you going to catch crooks that leave no trail?
No trail at all, Sheriff?
Not after they hit that lava country. They get in the hills where that Malapi is, and there's no more trailing them.
Well, something's got to be done.
I'm not blaming you, Sheriff. But Joe's right. Something will have to be done. Do you realize what this holdup means to Claymore? Town's broke. I'm cleaned out. And Bat's riding away with the savings of everyone who deposited with me.
Hey, we got this fella here anyhow.
Sawbones.
By heavens, he'll tell where Bat's hiding or he'll decorate a rope by morning. Give me a hand, you fellas. Help me carry this.
Careful, Jake.
In jail, after Two Gun's wound was bandaged, the sheriff threatened, begged, and reasoned, but the outlaw would not speak. Among the interested onlookers was a silent Indian whose departure caused no comment. That evening, Tom Craig was nearly sick with worry and discouragement.
Oh, now, Tom, it won't be so bad. You can't have lost everything. The investments are...
Yeah, that's just it, honey. I got word from Collins back east that things look bad. And I've been liquidating. Liquidating to protect my depositors. And then Bat comes along.
Oh, you poor dear.
I guess I'd have been better off to have taken a chance on the investments. Couldn't have lost more.
You turned everything into cash?
If I can pay 10 cents on the dollar, I'll be doing well.
Townspeople, the cattlemen, they're your friends, Tom. They'll understand.
Maybe.
Oh, but of course they will. Now cheer up. Smile, honey. We'll get a new start somehow.
It isn't getting a new start, Mary. Or people understanding. I guess they will. It's how foolish I was. All that cash there when I knew Bat was operating in this district. I feel as though it was my own negligence that's responsible.
Oh, now you must...
Wait a minute. Who's there?
I'll see.
No, you stay there, honey. I'll answer it. Just a minute. Yes, who... Masked.
Tom.
Inside, Tom. We're having a talk.
An outlaw.
If I were, you'd not have much left to steal, would you?
But you're wearing...
Get out. Get out this very minute.
Now, wait a minute. Wait.
Hasn't Tom had enough bad luck without being plagued by more outlaws?
I wonder if his luck has been bad.
What
do you mean by that?
You have an employee.
Yes. Sam Kramer.
Yes, that's the man. He's said things in town that have people talking.
What things?
Things that make it look rather bad for you, Craig.
Sam wouldn't say anything against me.
No, he didn't. He only mentioned certain things. You see, people drew conclusions.
What conclusions?
Craig, I'm accusing you of nothing. As a matter of fact, I've heard that you had a good reputation. That is, up until now. I'm here because I want to get information from you.
Well?
Is it a fact that most of the bank's investments have been converted into cash?
It is.
Why?
Well, I'd had bad news from the east. The stock market is due to go down. There may be a crash, even a panic. I made those conversions so that my depositors wouldn't lose.
I see.
What's being said around town?
Well, certain people are hinting that Tom might have known about this holdup ahead of time. Turned everything into cash so that a fake robbery could be staged.
What?
That Bat Benson was hired to do the job.
But it was Tom who shot the outlaw they called Two Gun.
If I'd arranged the holdup, would I have done that?
Sam told the people you shot Two Gun. They know Sam is loyal to you. They think he's protecting you.
Ridiculous.
But Two Gun himself would
be... He won't talk.
So people think I'm crooked.
You can't blame them, Tom. You came here from the east and you've been in town only 2 years. No one really knows you.
And being an easterner and a newcomer are all earmarks of a crook, huh?
Not that.
What's all this to you?
I wanted to talk to you, to know you.
I don't see how this can interest an outlaw.
Well, Mrs. Craig, please don't jump to conclusions like others are doing.
Oh.
But that mask you're...
Here. Does this mean anything to you?
A bullet.
It's made of silver.
Silver?
Tom, don't you remember those stories the stage driver told us when we came here? A man with a mask A silver bullet?
The Lone Ranger.
I had two plans in mind, Tom. I thought you guilty. I would have used one. Now I'll use the other.
Plans?
To get back the money that was stolen.
But Bat Benson, he's never been trailed. Never been caught.
This time, perhaps he will be. Now, Tom, I want you and your wife to remember one thing.
Yes?
If you hear something that makes you think I'm an outlaw, reserve judgment.
But wait a minute.
Adios. Otto.
Me here.
We'll act as I outlined. Get Two Guns' horse and have him waiting outside the jail.
Tonto, do it.
Then get in hiding. Be sure you're not seen.
Get him up, scout.
Easy.
Follow. Come on, Silver. Come on, boy.
The Lone Ranger waited until most of the lights in town were dimmed and the streets deserted. Then, riding alone, headed for the jail. The sheriff's office occupied the front section of the building, and there the sheriff sat alone, waiting for his deputies to return from the manhunt. The lawman was half asleep at his desk, but he leaped to his feet when the door flew open.
What the...
Hold it, Sheriff.
Masked. Up with your hands, mister. You
freeze.
What? That draw.
Finish that draw slowly, Sheriff. Then drop your gun to the floor.
You're not going to...
You heard me.
Yeah, I heard you. I'm doing what you asked.
That's better.
You must be Bat Benson.
Yes?
No, you can't be. He's not as tall as you.
Aren't you more interested in why I'm here?
Well, why are you here? What do you want?
Two Gun.
What?
I'm taking your prisoner off your hands. Walk ahead of me.
You'll be sorry for this, mister.
We'll see. Open the door. I'll keep going.
You're not Bat, but you're one of his murdering gang.
That you, Two Gun?
Who is it? Well, I'll be. A masked man. And with a gun on the sheriff.
I see you can walk.
Yeah, just a few steps. This leg of mine is raising hob.
Can you ride?
Ride what?
The sheriff is letting you out. I have your horse waiting for you in back. If you can ride, you'll be all right.
You mean I'm getting free? Bat sent you here?
You're getting free. Unlock the door, Sheriff.
You'll pay for this, stranger.
Oh?
You'll have to help me get outside, stranger.
The sheriff will do that.
What in time?
I have help, Two Gun. Let him lean on you.
Well, of all the doggone things I ever heard of, it's bad enough to let the coyote loose without helping him walk out of here.
Yeah, this is good. Thank you, Sheriff. I'll see that the boys hear about how accommodating you
been. Ah, shut your mouth.
Out the back door, Sheriff. And don't shout for help.
Don't lean on me so hard. Can't you do some walking for yourself?
I'm enjoying the ride real good, Sheriff.
Yeah, you're enjoying it.
I'll open the door.
I won't forget this.
Now then, Sheriff, lift Two Gun into the saddle.
Gosh. I ought to have you for a personal servant regular, Sheriff.
Why, you old cat.
Only I'd have to teach you some manners first. All right, I'm ready.
Hey. Now what else have I got to do?
Steady, big fella, easy. You might pass the word, Sheriff. The boys in Benson's gang can't be kept in jail.
And that's no fool.
Come on, Two Gun.
Get up there.
Come on,
curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. We'll be right back. Now to continue our story. Before the sheriff could recover his gun, the Lone Ranger and the outlaw he'd taken from jail were out of town. The masked man led the way through the moonlit night to a hollow at the edge of a cottonwood grove. There he called a halt.
This is as far as I can take you. From here on, Two Gun, you'll have to set the trail.
What do you mean?
I don't know where your gang is holed up.
You don't? You mean... Hey, didn't Bat send you to get me?
No, it was my own idea.
Well, of all the... Hey, why'd you do it?
Perhaps I just wanted to show Bat how handy I could be.
You mean you want to join up with us?
You can put in a word for me, can't you?
You sure handle things neat. The sheriff wasn't expecting anything like what happened.
He had men guarding the approaches to town, but he didn't expect you to be helped by someone already in town. Where's your hideout?
Maybe it wouldn't be a good idea for you to go there.
Oh? Why not?
Not unless Bat says so. I'd better see him first and tell him about you. If he says it's all right, I'll come back and get you.
Can you travel alone with that wounded leg?
Sure.
The sheriff will probably send men out on your trail. You go ahead and I'll follow to watch for lawmen.
That won't be necessary, mister.
No?
Where I aim to ride, the ground won't show no trail.
I see.
And what's more, I don't aim to let no one know where we're hiding out. Not even you.
Suit yourself.
I aim to. I appreciate what you've done in getting me away from the law, and I'll tell Bat about it. If he's willing to let you join up, he can meet you somewheres, or he can send me back to get you. Where'll you be?
If you want to get in touch with me, leave a message under that rock right there.
Right.
Now you'd better get going.
Yeah, I'm getting it. Say.
Yes?
You needn't think you're going to follow me to the hideout.
I hadn't planned to.
You won't get the chance to. Now, you turn tail and ride away so as I can see you. When you're well along, I'll start out in another direction. Now, mister, travel. Adios.
Hasta la vista.
Hold to it!
Two Gun watched until the masked man and the white horse were lost in the night. Then he, too, got underway.
Get up there! Come on!
The outlaw didn't know that an Indian had been waiting in the shelter of the cottonwoods. The Lone Ranger had turned his back on Two Gun, but Tonto took up the pursuit.
Get him up, Scout!
Following at a distance over the route to Bat Benson's hideout. It was the following afternoon when Tonto joined the Lone Ranger in a well-concealed camp.
Oh, Scout, oh, fire! Oh, fella.
How'd you make out, Tonto?
Me follow him all the way.
Did he have any idea you were following him?
No. Him never suspect. Him go straight to hideout in hills. It plenty good hideout. Trail, hard packed. Never show tracks of horses.
Where's the hideout?
Well, it off that way.
Yes.
Deep in hills. Me make map.
Is the place fortified?
Two men there hold off army.
Easily defended, huh?
That's right. Lawmen go there. Lawmen get killed. There near a pass into hideout. Two men there and guard.
I see. Tonto, do you think those men could be starved out? Could their food be cut off?
Maybe them got secret way to leave. Maybe got plenty good food supply. Me not know.
We got to get inside that camp.
Oh, it plenty dangerous.
That gang must be wiped out. Tonto, we'll act tonight. Here's what you're to do.
Search for the masked man and the escaped prisoner proved just as futile as the hunt for Bat Benson's gang. The resentment of the townspeople grew throughout the day and crystallized against Tom Craig. Finally, the sheriff called Tom into his office.
You sent for me, Sheriff?
Yes, I did, Tom. Sit down.
Before you say anything, I want you to know that I've heard that talk that's going around. I know how people feel toward me.
You do,
Yes, and I can't say I blame them. After all, I'm the one that was responsible for their money, and it's gone.
Can't make it good, can you?
Of course not. I lost my money along with all the rest.
Craig, people are saying other things.
Yeah? What other things?
They're hinting that you had a hand in the robbery.
I don't know how I can prove otherwise.
Of course, you've heard about the escape of Two Gun, haven't you?
Yes, but...
It was a masked man that made it possible. Come into the office, disarmed me, and made off with the prisoner.
Sheriff, let me tell you
something, Tom. Let me tell you what people are saying. And you can tell me if it's true.
Well?
They're saying that the masked man was in your house just before he came to the jail.
Who said that?
I don't know how the story got started, but it's all over town. Now, Tom, is it true?
Yes, it is.
Now, doggone. It ties into the suspicion that you're working with Bat Benson's gang.
Oh, it does not. Now, listen to me, Sheriff. That masked man showed me a silver bullet. He rode a white horse, and he called the horse Silver. Sheriff, he's no crook. He's the Lone Ranger.
Can't be the Lone Ranger. If it was, he would never let Two Gun out of jail.
But he had a...
Chances are he's one of Benson's gang just posing as the Lone Ranger.
He might have had some plan in mind, something we don't understand.
I doubt it.
Sheriff...
Now, here's the facts, Tom. Benson's gang got the cash. You had a chance to shoot, but you didn't do no more and brush Two Gun with a bullet. He's in jail, but he won't talk. Along comes a masked stranger, calls on you. Then he comes to the jail and rescues Two Gun. Now Two Gun is gone, the masked man is gone, the cash is gone.
Yeah, I guess it looks bad for me, all right.
You, Sheriff.
Yeah?
Sheriff, you come quick. Fellow with mask, him back in town.
What's that? The masked man?
With a white horse? Me see him in back of stagecoach office.
Great day. Is he there now?
That right. Him there now.
Come on, Tom.
I'm with you.
Grab your horse, Tom.
It's right here.
Almost dark. We gotta move fast.
That fella Hyde. Him watch stagecoach office. Me show you where find him.
Hey, Joe! Pete, left! Get men and horses and get ready for a chase. That masked hombre gets away, we'll be ready to go after him. Lead on, Redskin.
This way. Get him up, Scout. Get him up.
Get up!
Come on,
there. There, feller.
I see him.
Hello, won't you?
There he goes.
Him get away.
Tom, Tom, tell the deputies to follow me.
Right.
Get up. Come on.
Ho, 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 boy.
Steady. Pull there.
What's up? Is that the man?
We're ready to go.
Come on, boys. Join the sheriff. He's after the masked man.
Right.
Get up. Come on. Get up. Get up. Get up. Get up. Get up.
The Lone Ranger set out at a fast pace, then slowed so his mighty horse would not outrun the horses of the men in the posse. He followed a route that Tonto had described, heading toward the mountains and the hideout of Bat Benson's gang.
Come on, Silver!
In the meantime, Two Gun discussed the masked man with the leader of the bank robbers.
I'm telling you, Fatty's just what we need in this gang. He got me out of the calaboose as slick as anything.
You don't know who he is.
He didn't tell me who he was, and he didn't show me his face.
We can always use a few more men.
That's how I look at it.
Did he know about this hideout, Two Gun?
No. Leastwise, he didn't seem to.
Did he try to get you to bring him here?
He didn't make no issue of it. Why do you ask that?
There's a lot of hombres I'd like to know about this place. But it's been kept a mighty close secret. The only ones that know about it are the ones that have been in my gangs. And they won't talk. They know better.
That's right, Bat. There's not a man of us would ever squeal.
Hey, Bat, you suppose this masked critter, someone used to be in your outfit? One of the boys that's been in jail?
I'm downright curious about him.
I hear someone coming this way.
Yeah, what? Me too.
Wait a minute.
Hey, Gus. See anyone coming?
Yeah, Bat. There's a fellow on a white horse coming up the pass like lightning.
A white horse? Maybe that's the one.
You said you didn't tell him where this place was.
I didn't. Honest, I didn't.
Then how does he know?
Well, maybe it's like I said. Maybe he's one of the old-timers.
Well, come on with me. We'll join the guards and see what he's got in his bag.
All right.
I aim to know how he found us. And if you said anything...
I didn't, Bat, so help me, I didn't.
There he comes, Bat.
That's a man. That's him, all right.
What'll we do about him?
Should we shoot him?
I got the drop on him.
Keep him covered till we find out who he is.
All right. We can use him.
Hold him, hold him. Hold
him. All right, mister, we got you covered.
Easy, big fella.
Hello, Bat. Don't you remember me?
How would I know?
Take the mask off.
Did you used to be with the gang?
I'm being chased.
Look over yonder.
Who's coming?
There's a dozen riders.
That's the sheriff.
They're coming after you.
You can defend yourselves. This place is a natural fortress.
You let him here.
I'd waited for your invitation. The law would have had me.
And you knew about this place all along.
I didn't want to come here until Bat sent for me.
I could have sent for you until I knew who you are.
Better get your guards posted. Those lawmen will be here in a few seconds.
You guys,
yeah.
Get ready for action.
I'm ready.
So am I.
Now it's for you, mister.
Come on over here with me, Bat. Maybe you won't want the rest of your men to hear what I have to say.
But I want to
find... If you want to know who I am, You better come with me.
All right. You boys be ready to stop those lawmen as they come up the hill.
We're all set.
Stay with them, Toucan.
Right.
Now then, take that mask off. Let's see who you are.
Don't you remember the last time we met?
I don't know.
You thought I was a Mexican named Jose.
You put three of my men in jail.
At that time, I told you I'd get the rest of your outfit.
No, you won't. Let go of me.
I'm holding a gun in your boss's back.
He's got that around the neck.
You'll have to shoot through Benson to get me. Throw down your gun.
Like fun. I'll show you.
Stop it! Stop it!
Anyone else want to swap lead?
I'll get you if I have to kill Bat first.
No, hold it.
Anyone else wants a broken arm, speak up.
The law! The sheriff's here!
It's a double cross! Shoot it out, boys! Shoot it out! Stop it, you fools! Stop it! Throw down your guns! Throw them down to this man or shoot me!
If he don't, someone else will.
Rip them apart, boys!
Oh, wait, hold it! Hold your fire!
I surrender! I can't!
Hold it, boys!
All your fault, Toucan. You jughead. You have made me think the masked man was one of our bunch.
You can't blame me, Bat. Didn't he get me out of jail?
Benson, you're not the only one that thought that masked man was a crook. Why, doggone it, for a time, even Tom Craig here had his doubts.
Not anymore, Sheriff. If that masked man hadn't brought us here, then interfered with Benson's guards, the stolen money would have been gone for keeps.
You were right about him, Tom. He really is the Lone Ranger.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.